Just keep it. Okay, let's call this meeting to order. And Director Hoagland?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Here.
Mr. Long is not here yet.
I move approval of the agenda as presented.
No.
Yes. Yes, that's this one.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And you second.
Yes.
No, and I thought this one was for later on.
No.
Budget.
Oh, that's budget. Did I get that?
Yes.
No, so.
Okay.
Never mind.
So we have to both say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Oh, this is the 6:30. Okay, that's what I'm looking at.
Do we have to read this thing, even though there's nobody here?
Yes, read it, please.
Yes.
Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form. In order to be recognized by the chair, please address the board and limit your comments to specific items being discussed at the time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. The review and discussion of the 2016-2017 proposed final operating budget and the preliminary 2017-18 operating budget.
We have no speaker forms. Nobody to speak at this one so far. Okay. Steve had some questions.
Okay, so my first question is, or just clarification, on the income for 2016-17, the last page, the note at the bottom that she has that shows us $67,000, it will show in the next budget as $49,000 because we're gonna spend those two items. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
It's $13,000 for the two air conditioners and $47.50 for the painting, our share of the painting project.
Cool. And then on the expenses, woohoo, we saved money on the elections.
Yes.
So that was a good thing. So Joe, Canciamilla, and team, thank you for saving us money.
Actually, the bottom line, I was pleasantly surprised that it looks like we're going to do better than I thought we were this year. So it'll look good.
Yep, that was, and then the maintenance increase for the large electrical bill, that was just a one-time nightmare.
Expenses, are you in the expenses?
Center bill, center building.
In the notes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in the notes.
Remember.
Center building, okay.
Maintenance.
$2,214, are you questioning that?
Well,
okay.
Yeah, I just want to make sure we don't have that happen all the time.
We had, I believe we had the electrician, he did some electrical work for us in one of the rooms, and I think that was
okay, cool.
His big thing this year.
Cool, and then the bocce building was a break-in?
Yeah, so homeless were living there during the storms, apparently, and they cut the lock off and went in and were living there for a little while. So we had the welder come in and make a lock that they can't cut. There's a key and a thing. And we had to do that last year on the snack bar where our electrical is. We had to do the same thing because they just cut off the locks, and these big old fat locks. They just cut them off, so.
We're so nice.
This will prevent them from doing that.
Okay. And then can we go to the 2017-2018? I guess the first thing is just to point out that the monthly rentals are going to be down because we're going to be in an unrentable position for a few weeks as they do the work on it.
Yeah, the rentals. Yeah, that's.
And the church thing, I noticed that it says down to one regular paying church. And that was my fear when we started doing churches was, as they start new churches, if they don't have green stuff, they forget to pay their rent.
Yes. And they do, yeah. We have We have one that's a good payer, a good, and they have a lot going on, so they do pay more. We have one that, there's like three of people, and they meet in here, and she pays by the week, actually.
No, no.
So we don't know whether she's here week to week. So she's not a monthly, but actually, this note on the 2 weeks things, that was this year's. I didn't eliminate that one.
Oh, hi. You're looking sharp.
Hey.
X that one out.
You dressed up for us, huh?
That's right. Special day. Special meeting, right?
Sure.
We have been having less other rents.
Rentals.
Too, other rentals.
Okay.
Haven't had as many as the Lion's Den. We haven't had as many here for some reason. But hopefully now we're painting and
look pretty.
Sprucing
it up.
Yeah,
we'll
sprucing
get more.
Well, we had to shut it down a lot just for that.
Yeah.
Okay, so my other question is on the PG&E bill. Okay. Mr. General Manager, thank you for joining us. The question I have is, when you go to conference and you hear all these things about different grants that there are seller grants that are out there for community centers. Is there a way we could apply and hope to get some because we're such a small district? If we flip this to a solar building, I think we'd save a king's ransom, wouldn't
we? You know,
we?
I think that I can't remember when I first got here, I looked into that, and at that time it wasn't economically viable for us to do that. I'd have to kind of revisit that.
But that was for us doing it, right? What if we put it out for a grant?
Yes.
Through the solar industry.
Right. Well, that was actually, I think it was subsidized at the time, so there was grant monies available. Mm-hmm. And it still didn't pencil out. But let me take a look at that and see what the latest is on.
Would you please? Solar. Certainly it makes it, if we at least look into it and report back that there's it sucks,
right.
At least the public can know that we are trying to be as green as we can be.
Yeah, I had a meeting with, if you remember that, with the two women from Antioch, and they were doing, and it was, that was 18 months ago. It was Briggs's wife.
Oh, yeah.
Or his sister or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, let me take a look at that again.
So can I put that in your bailiwick of things to do? The other question I have is on Lynbrook Park. It's clear to me that we have income, we have revenue streams here at the community center, and that we have revenue streams coming available at the park now that we're coming back into the summer months. Can we please look at Lynbrook Park and what we might be able to do income generation there? And what I was talking to Mary Jane about was, when my son got married, we paid a king's ransom to rent the park setting at the fairgrounds. Because people love outdoor weddings, and if we put up a white, one of those chain link fence with instead of redwood slats, had white slats, so they could decorate it inside to their color of their wedding, okay? If we could get them for the rental, and I know, like Stevens, the fairgrounds didn't provide any tables and chairs. He had to rent them all from Wally's, okay? So he got no... the only thing he got was the grass. I mean, that was... but there, it's such a great park that it would... And I could see it doing weddings there, okay? So can we at least look at some possible revenue streams? I mean, we were talking about, like, the Lion's Den doing some kind of a picnic area, okay? That's reservable. Okay, because that place is, I love it when people use our parks, but if they are coming from out of the area and using it for free because they know that in their area it costs money, then in our area it's going to cost money too, so sucker, stay on your own side of the hill and we'll take care of, you know, rent it to folks who live here, okay? Mm-hmm. So at least if you'd put those two things in your thinking cap. Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to mention the pool budget here is a guesstimate for me. Now Lori, who is our pool manager, she's gave us another budget, which will probably change this too. Because she works at the Pittsburgh Buchanan Pool. And what she's told me today is she used a percentage as far as the size of the pool and that percentage broke it down for us.
Cool.
So we'll put that in the new one, but we really don't know.
Right.
We just don't know. It's
sure.
been so long since we had a pool, and this one is much smaller.
Yeah, we'll probably have to cycle through almost two seasons to really start getting an accurate cost of operating the pool.
Apartment.
What?
An apartment.
It's pretty small.
Okay. But so this the estimate that you have on the expenses for this $59,000 could be different based on what Lori brings to you.
Yeah,
cool.
I think some she had a little less, some she had a little more, so
good.
We'll see what.
It's in the ballpark.
I'm so glad that you guys have brought her in. She's such a breath of fresh air.
She has so much energy.
Oh, she scares me.
She's so much done.
She's got way more energy than I have. She was at the extravaganza. She was just everywhere. I mean, if you look to the left, she was there. And 5 seconds later, if you look to the right, she was over there too.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like,
she
what did she get there
good.
For? You know, how'd she get there?
She's very good.
So, okay, so those were my questions, was the solar possibility on the building and the income possibility for Lindbrook. Because I don't see, I mean, did I see that we do have the ability to charge to reserve the picnic gazebo area at Anuta? I think there is something that you can block
that. There's something
that
you can rent
there.
The park.
So, so there's something even at that park, you know. And so Lindbrook is bigger than Anuta. And traffic-wise, I mean, it may not be Willow Pass Road, but they got enough traffic on those two side streets that they think they probably are Willow Pass Road. Hmm. So if we could at least acknowledge those. Other than that, I don't have any questions. It looks like you guys did a great job.
Yeah.
The other thing that really doesn't cost us or anything is they did increase the teen center contract.
I saw that.
The grant that we used for there. So Randy finally got a raise. Because there hadn't been an increase in that grant for many years, so they said it's time to do that.
And
we get it all back. So
he is unbelievably talented and gifted. And again, the extravaganza thing. I mean, having the kids from the high school and our teen center there, it was overwhelming because you're used to going to those and seeing parents and children,
right.
But never any high school kids, because why would a high school kid want to come to that, right? And here we had, I bet there were 100 of them.
Yeah.
Weren't there?
I guess so.
It was just, and so,
a lot of people,
and Randy has such a great relationship with the principal of the high school that it was just stunning. So
that was a good one.
He's good.
There's one thing that I do want to draw attention to that's going to be coming before the board that Mary Jane is too humble to mention. It's under the general fund. It's a preliminary budget. It's expenses. Do you see administrative assistant?
In the new one, right?
In the new budget.
It's the new budget.
Yep.
17-18.
No,
the next budget.
17-18.
Oh, sorry.
There you go. 17-18. Next one. Here we go. Right here. Do you have it? Let's see. Is it? This is preliminary budget expenses. Yes. Right here.
Okay. The 70?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. It says administrative assistant next to it. What I'm going to be asking the board for is to to create a job called senior accountant. I want to bring it in line with what Mary Jane is actually doing, and it has nothing to do with her. It has to do with the position. We have to start thinking about a succession program where we can, when people like Mary Jane, who is advancing in her career, decides to leave.
That was really nice. What?
Decides to move on. We want to be able to hire somebody and attract a qualified person to be able to fulfill those responsibilities. This position has been acting out of basically their class for quite some time. If you look at what the administrative assistant duties are compared to what the position is actually doing, you can see that there is somewhat of a disparity. I kind of wanted to make sure that we were okay budget-wise. The position of administrative assistant has gone without an increase for about 5 years, 4 or 5 years. So we've already been saving on that, and that's not right. You should not be saving on the backs of your employees.
I agree.
Really what, you know. So it's twofold. One is to bring it, the senior accountant position, to bring it in line with what's actually being performed. And two is to create now a succession plan. So when that position is open, this senior accountant, it'll be a job description that will be accurate in recruiting the right people. The salary will be more commensurate with what it should be. The impact of the budget is only $4,000. It's a little $4,000 and change. It's not a huge impact on the budget, but I think it's going to better align with what we're doing. And now I'm not proposing that we eliminate the administrative assistant position. You don't generally like to eliminate positions.
Right.
You just keep that box there.
Right.
You just don't fund it. It goes unfunded. And then what will happen is Mary Jane will be put into the position of senior accountant, and we're off to the races. But we're just going to make this as part of the budget. I'll have a staff report that will have a job description in there, so you can see exactly what it is that we're looking for. So I'll be coming to the board for that, and it'll be part of this budget. But I did want to call that out because that is a significant change in terms of personnel.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a good deal. She is invaluable. And what was the moving on in your career? Isn't that a nice way of saying it?
I have a little less than 3 years to retire, and I'm retiring.
Good for her.
Less than 3 years.
I'm cutting a deal with her.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I told them, you guys got to give him an extra year, and I'll stay till May.
Blackmail. I got it. That's good.
That's right.
But no, you know, the thing is that I, as a board member, and I'm sure you agree, it is the coolest thing in the world to see you interacting with your staff and having them all have these funny things on their faces called smiles. Because we're not used to that. I mean, it's nice to see them happy to come to work and
having his back.
I will tell you that I asked her if she threw you out.
That's
she
right.
said yes, she did.
I was wondering if I was unfunded before I got here.
Because you know, I mean, I was pretty clear when I walked in. There was no desk.
That's right.
Pretty much had her way, and
that's right. She warned me.
No, I do not want your job.
You had been shown the door.
Straighten up
with the desk.
We're gonna make arrangements.
We're taking you and your desk out.
That's right.
Now, in the future, when it comes closer to my retiring, we're going to have somebody in before I go for a while.
Oh, God.
Sure.
Because there are things that are only done once a year. There's only things that are done once a month.
That's why you need to keep that administrative position, so you could probably bring somebody under that.
However we make a succession, except we're almost talking about things not related to the budget, more personnel.
It's
beyond the purview of this commission. So,
okay.
But that'll be in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Okay, so do we have to do anything other than that? On our budget? Doesn't say anything about voting. So we just had to look at it.
Review and recommend to the board meeting.
Cool.
Fine, we're good to go.
Okay, I'm not doing it in the next one, but I'll do it in this one. I make a motion, we adjourn.
I second it.
Okay.
What a quick, nice meeting.